Stark, this is Rick Tidding on Joshua Semp, S-E-M-P, S as in Sam, S-E-M-P, Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A. Their birth is 10/9/86.
I told her, she said she fixed it. But lady, you know this, I know this lady. I call her, she wants to know more than those days.
The date of birth is 10/9/1986. Date of visit is 9/28/22. Please make a copy for Jessica Taft, P-A-C. Taft is T-A-F-T. Jessica Taft, T-A-F-T. Date of consult is 9/28/22. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and recurrent pneumonia. Next paragraph, history of illness. This is a 35-year-old male who has been treated for asthma since childhood, has had recurrent exacerbations over the past few years. The patient apparently was treated for pneumonia this past year and also had a chest x-ray done on 8/1/22, which showed patchy bilateral perihalar ground glass infiltrates, more on the right. Suspicious for aspiration and or infection. The patient also has had previous chest x-rays as well as a CT of the sinuses. Which showed evidence of sinusitis. He denies any fevers or chills at this time, but has had pleuritic pain on both sides of his chest 2 months ago and was treated with a course of doxycycline. He is on a Ventolin inhaler as needed, but not on any specific asthma treatment. The patient had no recent PFTs done. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of asthma and recurrent bronchitis, as well as history for pneumonia on more than one occasion. The patient also had a left upper lung density in 09, which was diagnosed to have, which was diagnosed to be a lung abscess, and he was on prolonged IV antibiotic therapy till it resolved, and he also apparently had to have a chest tube placed in his chest for a possible pneumothorax. He has had recurrent sinus infections, and sinus surgery times two. The patient has a seizure disorder and is not on any anti-seizure meds. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked marijuana for more than 15 years. Um, no significant alcohol intake. Next paragraph, allergies. The patient has allergies to Keppra. Next, family history. Mother had a history for multiple sclerosis, and father is in good health. Next paragraph, med list included Ventolin and inhaler, 2 plus PRN. Next, system review, patient has shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, and history of chest pains on taking deep breaths. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, or reflux. He has jaw pain, palpitations, his joint pains and muscle aches. He has no urinary symptoms or flank pains, and he denies any headaches or blackouts. He has fatigue and occasional fevers, and he has seizures and headaches, denies skin rash or itching. Next, he has no depression or anxiety. Next, physical exam, this is well-built young white male is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 110 over 80, pulse is 85, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 180 pounds, saturation 97. HENT are non-cephalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mild injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the periphery. Bilateral expiratory wheezes were heard with occasional scattered crackles. Heart theotsis with regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly. Extremities, reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral pulmonary infiltrates, possible interstitial lung disease. Number 2, history of asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 3 is allergic rhinitis and sinusitis. And number 4 is marijuana dependency. Can you please add that in the habits? The patient smokes marijuana on a regular basis, but denies cigarette smoking. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient was advised to refrain from using marijuana and was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. He also will get a CT chest to evaluate the lung infiltrates. A CBC and an IgE level and a total eosinophil count will be done. Copy of his recent blood work will be requested. Can you also mention complete metabolic profile was ordered? And the patient will use a Ventolin HFA inhaler as needed. A follow-up visit to be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jessica Taft, PAC. Taft, TAFT, Taft.